From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama hosts a job summit at the White House this afternoon. He's looking for ideas on how the government and the private sector can work together to combat stubbornly high unemployment. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
The White House says today's jobs forum is an opportunity for the president and his advisors to hear from business executives, union leaders, economists, and local politicians about how to boost job growth. After opening remarks from the president, participants will break into small groups focused on areas such as small business financing, green jobs, and efforts to promote more U.S. exports. Some participants, such as Nobel laureate Paul Krugman, have called for a much more aggressive government effort to encourage job growth, but the Obama administration has been wary of adding to the federal deficit. Tomorrow, Mr. Obama will explore job opportunities in Allentown, Pennsylvania, just as the Labor Department releases an updated snapshot of the nation's double-digit unemployment. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Votes are scheduled in the Senate today on two issues that have dominated early debate on health care legislation, Medicare cuts, and an amendment on women's health. The influential advocacy group for seniors, the AARP, has decided to back $460 billion in Medicare cuts to help pay for the overhaul. AARP CEO says the measure would not harm any guaranteed Medicare benefits. Republicans are pressing to restore the cuts. Top White House envoys are in Brussels today for a meeting with NATO allies. They'll pressure NATO foreign ministers to commit more troops and money to Afghanistan to go along with President Obama's troop increase. Mr. Obama's new strategy for the war has received a full airing on Capitol Hill. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
At a Senate Armed Services panel hearing, Defense Secretary Gates extolled the new war strategy.
The essence of our civil military plan is to clear, hold, build, and transfer. Beginning to transfer security responsibility to the Afghans in summer 2011 is critical, and in my view, achievable.
The panel's top Republican, John McCain, said he backed the plan's call for 30,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but he criticized its July 2011 target for starting troop withdrawals.
Success is the real exit strategy, and when conditions on the ground have decisively begun to change for the better, that is when our troops should start to return home with honor.
Democrats, meanwhile, question the wisdom of sending more troops to Afghanistan. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Pakistan's prime minister is calling for more clarity about the president's plan. Yusuf Raza Gilani said today that Pakistan is studying it. Gilani was speaking at a joint news conference in London with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who announced that Britain is pledging $83 million in new funding to help Pakistan in its fight against militants. You're listening to NPR News. The National Football League continues to respond to the hot-button issue of head injuries. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell directed teams to follow stricter guidelines for letting players back into practices or games after they suffer a concussion. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In 2007, the NFL established a policy saying players shouldn't return to the same game after a concussion if the concussion caused them to lose consciousness. Yesterday, Commissioner Goodell sent a memo to all 32 teams saying players shouldn't return to the same game or practice after a concussion if they show any related symptoms, such as an inability to remember plays, persistent dizziness, trouble with balance. The new plan goes into effect with this week's games. Recently, the league announced teams had to start consulting independent neurologists on head injury issues. An NFL spokesman says all the outside doctors have been approved and assigned to teams. The NFL has become more proactive after recent criticism by Congress and the media that the league hasn't reacted quickly and thoroughly enough to the problem of head injuries. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Syria's interior minister says an explosion that killed at least three people in Damascus today was an accident. He's being quoted as saying a bus driver and two gas station workers were killed when a tire exploded as they were pumping air into it. Witnesses said earlier a bomb had ripped through the bus, which was carrying Iranian pilgrims. Syrian television is quoting the minister as saying there were no explosives involved in the accident. Authorities say three Somali cabinet ministers are among nine people killed in a bomb attack. They say the blast ripped through a university graduation ceremony at a hotel in Mogadishu today. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.